Trey Debs was quite literally a kid on the move growing up. His dad, Del Debs, played 8 years of pro basketball from the Continental Basketball Association to the International Basketball League, and then on to the NBA, Golden State, San Antonio, and Orlando, and then stints of pro ball in France, Greece, Croatia, and Turkey. So it's not surprising that Trey, now 26 years of age, has made his mark on the foreign floors, too. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need at WWIB.com. You can give a credit card gift right there quickly, safely, and securely to support the program. Or the mailing address is right there, too, on that platform, WWIB.com. Most recently, Trey Debs has played Italian pro basketball. He left in March before the season was over because Italy, of course, closed down, locked its borders because of the COVID-19, and he got out just in time. We've already gone through that thrilling story with you, Trey. So let's talk about growing up in this basketball family with your dad, Dell, NBA player, an exec in the NBA. Did that, you feel like that background help you to advance in basketball, or has it been harder in some ways because of that Buckets background?
I think both. I had a very unconventional, childhood because of that. I spent pretty much every summer dating back to, sixth grade, at an NBA facility for, 6-7 hours a day. I wasn't working out all those hours, but I was just around the environment, around the atmosphere. And so, if I wasn't there, I was at another gym. And so I would say from a positive perspective, I think it shaped, the Lord used to shape, my work ethic. Work ethic is a good thing, in the eyes of God. And I feel like he used that and allowed me to have a really good work ethic and to have a lot of drive to see people at the highest level, train and compete and, strive to be better. Those are good qualities to have. And so I felt like I, gained that through, that was one of the things I gained through the experience of being around kind of an NBA, a high level environment. I would say the negative part of it was, kind of like I alluded to earlier, was that it was all that I did. There wasn't a balance there. If I wasn't at a game or if I wasn't at a practice, even if I was home, I was watching basketball. It kind of became everything and who I was. I let it define me, as a person. And, it took for a tough experience at college to realize, that, basketball is, as I mentioned earlier, is fleeting. And so I would say that those were kind of the positives and negatives of, being around that environment a lot.
Yeah. Sounds to me, Trey, like your life really changed spiritually at Northwestern. You were playing Buckets there in the Big Ten. Tell me the story of how you found Christ as your personal Savior.
For the most of my life, I feel like the Lord has used, basketball as a means to draw me to himself. Growing up, the small background, I was a kid who just loved the game and loved it too much, to be quite honest. It became an idol. It became something that, identified me. So I feel like the Lord is just constantly, even now today, has just used that, to make me realize it's not basketball that's going to satisfy me, complete me. It's him alone. You know, he's going to be my peace. He's going to be my anchor. Because basketball, just like anything else, which is a good gift. Basketball is a good gift, just like anything else. It's fleeting. It can fail you. It's a poor savior. And so, I think God is just constantly, you know, one of many ways, but I would say primarily the Lord has used the game of basketball just to shape me and mold me more into his image. Mm.
Terrific. Trey Dipps, who plays basketball in the Italian Pro League, talked about the effects of the corona pandemic in that country and how God allowed him to get out as the curtain closed in Italy on anybody leaving that country. Get back to his wife, Heather, who is pregnant, and their daughter, Chloe, in Evanston, Illinois. Trey, thank you for coming back today and sharing about Jesus in your life. God bless you and your family there in Evanston.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. God bless.